And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at FuelCastTV.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number two here on this hump day, Wednesday, May 6th, 2026 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text message, this is from Becky. She says, I have family that live in that district. I told them to vote. I called them last night and asked them if they did. They said no, they were too busy. Exactly what happened. Republicans did not get out the vote. It's that simple. Well, it better change in November. That's all I got to say. It better change. Also, Special elections. 80% of the local ballot proposals passed. Bond requests, 25 passed, 14 failed. Michigan voters approved the bulk of local bonds and millage proposals yesterday, Tuesday, May 5th, special election. Although several large school bond requests failed. According to MERS News Service, reviewing local ballot proposal results compiled statewide, voters approved 100 proposals and rejected only 23. In raw dollar figures, $1.373 billion in requests passed, while $659 million failed. School bond proposals saw more mixed results. Voters approved 25 and rejected 14. Among the largest bond proposals to pass was Roseville Community Schools down in Macomb County. $175 million. Grand Blanc Community School voters also approved $149 million bond proposal, while Kentwood Public Schools in Kent County secured approval for $125.3 million. Other successful school bond proposals, Saginaw Township, Democrats, Community Schools got $94.2 million. Huron School District, $65.8 million. Vicksburg Community Schools, $64.1 million. And Marquette Area Public Schools up in the UP, $59.9 million. Ingham County Intermediary School District, ISD, failed in three of the five counties. But the deficiency was not enough to keep the $99.9 million bond request from failing. In the end, the final vote total for Ingham County was enough to push it successfully over the finish line. Grass Lakes Community Schools in Jackson approved $41.9 million, and voters in Negaunee, Michigan, unbelievable, tiny little Negaunee west of Marquette in the UP, $1.25 million in a bond for an ice arena. Are you kidding me? An ice arena? Oh, my God. These people have just lost their minds. Several major school bond proposals were rejected by the voters. Brighton Area Schools, $156.3 million. That bond request failed. Sturgis Public School Districts, voters turned down $98.5 million. Richmond Community Schools in Macomb County rejected $51.8 million. Chippewa Hill Schools also was defeated, $39.9 million. Outside of school bonds, millage renewals proved overwhelmingly successful. On the renewals, these were millages already in place that the time limits ran out on. They needed to be renewed. 28 out of 29 were, in fact, approved to be extended. 24 of 25 millage restoration proposals passed, and 14 of 19 millage increase proposals won voter support. Sinking fund proposals also fared relatively well, with 9 passing and 2 failing. You know, it proves my point even more. Things at the local level for your local community schools, for police, fire, EMS, these all got approved. School-related proposals, which made up 71% of the ballot questions, were considered by voters on Tuesday. These pass, folks, at the local level. You have to ask yourself one very simple question. How much more would you be willing to do at the local level if you did not have property taxes that you currently have? Forget the millages and the bonds and the things that you're already obligated to pay. What if the majority of your property tax bill went away, saving you a lot of money? Would you be more willing to fund things then at the local level that you knew was staying in your local community, in your local school district? Probably yes. You'd have the money to do it. Things need to be done at the local level, not with the bureaucrats in Lansing. It's that simple. Yesterday, Court of Claims Judge Christopher P. Yates said the court must conduct a hearing to consider appropriate cutoff points for redactions regarding the qualified voter files. Ruling against Secretary of State, saying Michigan Secretary of State cannot redact the qualified voter file to shield information about whether each voter cast a ballot on election day, whether they voted early or absentee, according again to the judge, Christopher Yates. The court must conduct a hearing to consider the appropriate cutoff point for redaction in the rare circumstance where so few votes were cast, ballots that the secrecy of their votes could be compromised. The judge wrote, the court agrees with the plaintiff that the vast majority of voting type information should be publicly available because such disclosure will not compromise the constitutional right of electors to cast a secret ballot. The Judge Yates' seven-page opinion sided with Brighton resident Fani Mantravati, who sued the Michigan Bureau of Elections, BOE, back in 2024, alleging the department violated the Freedom of Information Act, the FOIA, by not including the voting type column information in the data qualified voter files he receives via a monthly subscription. He has a standing FOIA request every single month with the Bureau of Elections, Secretary of State's qualified voter files. The information had been included until March of 2024, when all of a sudden, Jonathan Brader, the BOE, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, began redacting the voting type column from the disclosure. In July of 2024 hearing, an assistant attorney general argued that FOIA requests cannot compel the state to disclose the information the Constitution requires to be kept secret. Well, Mantravani's attorney countered that if the argument was true, then why does the state even have it in the qualified voter files? Why is it even there? Well, at the time, Yates told Mantravati that he would get him, that he needed to get him the information to which you feel you're entitled to, but also promised the state that he would not indiscriminately have the BOE disclose the information regarding how the voters voted. The state also argued that if Yates sided with the plaintiff, the court should redact the information for precinct numbers of voters of any one method where the total was less than 10 votes. The Judge Yates said he embraces the BOE suggestion, but a cutoff of 10 seems too high. He held back from setting a redaction cutoff until he hears arguments on this issue. Founder of CheckMyVote.org, Fani Mantravati, wins in court on Monday. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Now, I want you guys to understand that Fani Mantravadi started a website, a database-driven website, off of information he gets every month from Jocelyn Benson, Secretary of State's qualified voter files for the entire state of Michigan. Fani is a computer engineer geek. And he created checkmyvote.org to be able to have people look up addresses to see who's registered to vote at those addresses. Do you guys realize that businesses and commercial buildings cannot be a residence unless it's zoned to be able to have a resident bedroom and bathroom inside the building? Perfect example, a little art store downtown Elk Rapids. She has a store downstairs, art gallery, I believe, little knickknacks that she sells, and she has an apartment upstairs. She owns the building. She has her business downstairs, but she has an apartment upstairs that was approved by zoning. That can be her personal residence. But the majority of commercial buildings, businesses in our state don't have that type of setup. If you know an address of a commercial building, you know an address to a small business where you know they do not live there also, you can check that address in your township and see if there's anybody registered to vote there. If there are people registered to vote there, you can take that information to your local township clerk and have those people investigated who are on the qualified voter file. Fani Mantravadi created this website out of his own pocket. He's from India. He just became a citizen. Through the entire process, I believe he told me it was over a 10-year process, he finally has become a U.S. citizen and will be voting this year in Michigan. He is more patriotic and loves this state and this country more than some of the people running for elected office. Absolutely guaranteed. The Democrat who's leading right now for U.S. Senate race, Abdul El-Sayed, I absolutely guarantee that Fani Mantravati loves this state and this country more than the candidate who might win the Democrat nomination to run against Mike Rogers in November. Unbelievable. Well, he just won in court. And Benson cannot redact that one column on the qualified voter file as to how we vote. Benson, Secretary of State, as well as Jonathan Brader, her Bureau of Elections director, argued in court through Dana Nessel, the Attorney General's attorneys, that how we vote contains personal information. What? You don't have our driver's license. You don't have our Social Security number. You don't have our address in that column. All you have in that column is whether we voted early, whether we voted absentee, whether we voted in person. That's it. Why were they trying to redact that information? Well, the lawsuit that Victoria Bishop files against the Secretary of State Benson is going to get to the bottom of it, as well as these rules. Do you know she's already implemented rules last October 2025? Contrary to two federal election laws, the National Voter Registration Act and the Help America Vote Act, which says clerks must maintain election results for 22 months on their flash drives and their tabulator computers. Benson has put a rule out, folks. She wants the clerks to delete the election information of this year's August primary and November general election 7 days after the election has been certified. 1 week. And then erase it all as if it never even happened. Why? Because the election may end up being very, very, very close and trigger a recount. And if the clerks follow her instructions and erase the elections within a week, the recounts might not be able to be performed on an election that she's running to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. Folks, this is exactly a repeat motive operandi that Katie Hobbs, Secretary of State of Arizona, did to win the governor's race back in 2022 against Carrie Lake. George Soros paid for Katie Hobbs and Jocelyn Benson's college education. Connect the dots, people. Final hour today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmith.